This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield with a few of your letters. We got a powerful response, not surprisingly, to our debate between Stephen Rosen and Peter Beinart over whether honest criticism freely expressed ever poses a danger to a democratic nation, specifically Israel. Robert Potter of Manalist, New York, disagreed with how we address this question, quote, "This debate isn't about that question. It's about whether support for Israel should be blind to Israel's faults." He goes on, "OTM has turned the troubling issue of the flotilla raid into should we love Israel a whole lot or should we love it utterly and completely?"
But Mary Kay Office of Salt Lake City wrote, quote, "Bravo for sharing this intelligent, passionate, and moving debate with all of us who are devoted listeners to On the Media. A unique opportunity to hear both sides expressed eloquently and respectfully, yet in fierce opposition. Perhaps that eloquent respect, in spite of profound differences, is the pragmatic solution?" However, most of the comments centered on who won the debate, and that seemed to depend on who was listening. For instance, Marsha Kunin from Massachusetts wrote, quote, "How refreshing and unusual and wonderful to hear on National Public Radio Stephen Rosen's brilliant characterization of the dilemma Israel faces and his clear-headed articulation of the blindness to reality of the likes of Mr. Beinart."
While Jack Smothers of San Diego wrote, quote, "Kudos to On the Media for having such a debate, and kudos to Mr. Peter Beinart for voicing the concerns of the silenced Jews who favor a more balanced approach to U.S.-Israeli dialogue. The war hawks in Israel would have you believe that any criticism of Israel makes you anti-Israel, but there couldn't be anything further from the truth." Thanks for your comments. Keep them coming to onthemedia.org. Or for more back and forth with OTM, follow us on Twitter or join our Facebook page.